It's interesting that doesn't really say in Scripture what the better part is. What do you think is the better part that Jesus referred to? We'll get to that perhaps. But we want to talk about the invitation to be people of Christian hospitality. And if you could, you might think of a time in your life where you really felt welcomed and offered hospitality at the highest level. Do you have a memory of that? I do. When I was 24 years old, I was traveling in Europe with four of us, classmates in the seminary. We went to visit a fifth who was in Rome, studying in Rome. And we also planned to visit the Swiss sisters who had been hospitality ministers in the seminary in St. Mary's when we were in college. They had been called home because of diminishing numbers in their order, as many have had that challenge here. But we said, we will come and visit you. Well, we were traveling through Europe, you know, eating on like $10 a day, you know, bread out of the bakeries, the local wine, of course, and a little cheese and meats and just getting by. So here were four big young, and we came to the mother house in Switzerland, and I remember this thought. We were sitting down after 6 hours there, we were sitting down to our third lavish banquet of the greatest foods you could imagine, you know, the desserts, the fruits, and this is right up in the Heidi country of Switzerland, where the Heidi story originated, with the beautiful scenes of the pastoral, you know, cattle on the hills and so on. So that's my memory of being so welcomed, and the sisters were so delighted to have us come and share their table. When we think of hospitality, we might think of Abraham and Sarah. Abraham was sitting under a tree in the shade in the hot of the day when three visitors came, and he jumps up and runs to them and eagerly says, "Do me the favor of staying." That's a reversal of what you would usually think of. Do me the favor of staying in my house. And then went about offering what he had. And together with Sarah, they made bread, killed the fatted calf, you know, and provided what they had. And the most important things were very simple: bread, meat, shade, and water. Very simple, but that's what they had. And Luke, in the story of Martha and Mary, offers additional information about what and how we might offer hospitality, because we have Martha and Mary, each offering what they had, each in their different way. And it reminds me of my mother, who... you know, I never saw her, I can't remember anyway, her drinking a beer, ever. Maybe she tasted wine once, that awful Morgan David stuff, you know. And that's it. So for her to offer a beverage of that kind would have been a character. So what she had always in the refrigerator was A&W root beer. Hey, for your kids, you know what A&W stands for? Hamburgers and wheat beer. Anyway, she had ice cream and A&W, and so she always offered root beer floats to guests. Anyway, that she offered according to her own personality and what she... Now, Martha, we know, had many gifts to offer, and she did them busily. You know, she probably cleaned the house, before Jesus came, she was baking and getting prepared, the whatever, and then was serving and making anxiously aware of what the guests needed. But she was doing it with an attitude, obviously, because she was mad at her sister, who wasn't helping her in the way that they were supposed to. Now, Mary, on the other hand, she had a gift to offer, too. She offered from her personality a listening ear and a presence that welcomed the guests. And here, we call this a parabolic story. When we hear of parables, we usually think of a story that's made up to teach a point. But Jesus lived parabolic stories because in his actions and words, he would take a normal situation and turn it on its head and give a surprising teaching and ending to it. So in this case, it was really surprising that he kind of supported Mary, because in that culture at that time, actually women were never allowed to sit at the feet of the master, the rabbi. Education was not in their realm. They were, even way, way more than in our culture, relegated to the kitchen and to service in that way. So Mary choosing to do what a man was usually would do was absolutely forbidden. And so Martha expected a little support when she came to complain. And Jesus, Mary has chosen the better portion, and she won't be deprived of it. What was the better portion? She offered from her gifts what she had. Martha was offering from her gifts, but with a different attitude. Martha didn't put any love in the food at that point, and it wasn't going down very good because, you know, when you cook something and you're mad, it doesn't taste good. And it doesn't go down good. But Mary was doing what she did with love, with great esteem and great welcome to the Lord. She was doing it with love. That's the greater portion. What you do is not that important, but that you do it from what you have and who you are, according to the style of your own ministry or personality. So that's something, both are needed. Both Martha's and Mary's are needed, and Abraham's and Sarah's, and they all are rewarded in a different way for their hospitality. When you offer hospitality at that level, deep friendships are forged. You become really good friends with these people. They come back, and then you're invited to their house. Sarah and Abraham received their longed-for son. And what did Martha and Mary receive later? Remember the story of Lazarus, their brother, who died? Jesus walked miles and miles to come back to restore him to life. What a gift that was. So the key, though, to hospitality is to be able to recognize the presence of God in your guest, to really know that they are messengers of God, like Abraham recognizing the presence of God in those strangers. If you don't recognize that, then whatever happens after that is lacking in some form. Paul, in the second reading, talks about the Gentiles even. How does he put it? For the Gentiles, the presence of God is even for Gentiles the hidden mystery now manifest. Christ in us, our hope of glory. When we can recognize Christ in each person, then we realize that Christ is also in us, and together we have that hope of the banquet together in heaven, of course. But heaven begins here when we recognize the presence of others. So I close with a quote from Paul in Romans. Let hospitality be your special care. Be generous in offering hospitality. And perhaps these prayers might be with us. Lord, you are the perfect host. Teach all of us to come to a deeper faith and love, or with a deeper faith and love, to your banquet table. Lord, you are the perfect guest. Help us to welcome you into our lives and listen to your words as Mary did. And Lord, you dwell in the poor, the lonely, and the sick. Send us to them with your care and your love. Amen.